Since he left the basketball court in 2003, NBA legend Michael Jordan, as a public figure, has rarely left his comfort zone or the golf course.
What's going on here?
We need your help!
He did agree to mumble a few scripted lines to save Bugs Bunny and friends in the silly 1996 movie Space Jam.
You guys are nuts.
Correction. We're the Looney Tunes.
And as such, are the exclusive property and trademark of Warner Brothers, Inc.
Jordan himself is probably a bigger brand than Warner Brothers right now, but he's never put his clout behind a political cause until now. Writing for the undefeated ESPN's Race and Sports website, Jordan said losing his father to an act of violence back in 1993 and the current climate of violence and mistrust between the police and African Americans prompted him to both speak out and to donate $1 million to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and another million to an Institute for Community Police Relations. I'm joined by Washington Post sports writer Cindy Boren. Cindy, thanks for coming on to The Takeaway.
Hello, nice to be with you.
So why now?
Only Michael Jordan can actually answer that. I think everyone else is sort of speculating, and he's coming under a lot of criticism because he's always put sort of, you know, commerce ahead of his conscience, or, you know, at least publicly. And now I think you can sort of extrapolate that maybe it comes from a couple of things. He's 53 now. He's only 3 years younger than his father was when he died. He is also the father of a couple of young adult black men. I think everyone has seen warnings from parents to their children, you know, what they tell them, black parents tell their children before they go out for a drive, you know, what to do if they encounter police. You know, maybe all of these things factored in. He's also, I think, maybe a little bit aware of the power of his voice. You know, he's always been such a ridiculously competitive athlete. I think he really didn't possibly realize the power that the words of Michael Jordan would carry.
There's also a quality of this entire period of time where people who have lived up until now in a certain kind of bubble, be they white, be they privileged, be they whatever, be they very much celebrities, as it's Michael Jordan is, really come to the realization that you need to think about race in a different way. And maybe Michael Jordan is just in a different kind of bubble, but is coming to the same sort of realization.
Yes, I think you raise a good point. He mentioned that in his statement, that his encounters with police have been different than what other people have. And, you know, you can certainly understand that. He's Michael Jordan. He was the greatest athlete on the face of the earth. You know, of course he was going to have different encounters than ordinary people who aren't recognized, whose face, you know, isn't instantly recognizable. And, you know, he does cop to that.
Is there a quality, do you think, in Jordan's success which says to himself, perhaps, and this is psychoanalysis, so it's purely speculative, but that he's escaped this world that the Michael Browns never escaped, and so he doesn't really feel responsible for it until he looks at it much more closely?
Yeah, you know, he's spoken a little bit about that in what few interviews he's given. He's spoken about a period of rebelliousness when he was a teen growing up in North Carolina and being called the N-word and throwing a can of soda at someone who had called him that word. And then I guess, you know, he sort of suppressed it and he managed to succeed by just really keeping his mouth shut, you know, and becoming a billionaire. He famously didn't say anything and was criticized for it back in the 90s during the Rodney King riots. You change, and maybe, you know, maybe now he's certainly more socially aware of things like North Carolina's bathroom law. He was very critical of it. You know, he was extremely critical 2 years ago when Donald Sterling, audio tape of Donald Sterling saying racist things came out and he was forced to sell the Clippers. He was really offended by that and was more forthcoming and emotional than we've seen as both an owner and a player.
And that was a really important development in that whole story as well.
It was. It was a very critical moment. He called it disgusting. You know, are we ever going to get Michael Jordan sitting down and talking face to face with someone about this and how he feels and who he is? Not yet. You know, he didn't even pull back many layers when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
But barring an interview with a journalist, someone perhaps like you, Cindy, could Michael Jordan play the role of activist, of public activist, in the way that you know, Magic Johnson was such an activist in the 1990s?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting year so far. We've had two really superstar athletes who have been in the news. You had all the O.J. Simpson stuff, and here was an athlete who never really used his high profile for anything other than his own advancement and to change the world, you know, in which he personally lived. And you had the death of Muhammad Ali, who really tried to change the world around him. Now, you hadn't heard his voice for the last few years, but, maybe something like that got Jordan's attention too. Jordan is one of only a handful of athletes that you could plop down anywhere in the world and he would still be instantly recognizable. There's an incredible power that comes with that. And maybe, maybe that there was a realization of that too after Ali died. I've got this incredible pulpit and I'm not using it.
So you believe that Jordan has a power that he's not using and has the skill possibly to make some sort of meaningful statement, if not change?
Yeah, I do actually. And I think people have always been disappointed in him over not speaking up about these things in the past. And, I think even though we're years, over a decade away from his greatness as a basketball player, he still is instantly recognizable, whether it's through the Nike logo, the Jumpman logo that accompanies his brand, or whether it's just his face. He's an internet meme, crying Jordan, for heaven's sake. I think he still has that power, and I think he can still seize it if he chooses.
Perhaps he's smart enough to know that the Space Jam days are over.
Ooh, let's hope so, yes. He seems to be more serious than that now, yes.
Washington Post sports writer Cindy Boren, thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you, my pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.